honey got me going. Oh, 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 my Greg.
From a desk in the Yay Network studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, it's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg J.
I'm Greg Olds.
Got some headlines.
Got some headlines.
Also, Flipper, you know,
yeah,
over there.
Flip from the Infinite Agency.
Yeah, he goes, meh, because of a dolphin.
Okay.
I have two tattoos on my side. I have a tattoo of the state of Florida.
Yeah.
And I have a tattoo of the state of New York.
Okay.
I grew up in both.
Both places you've lived.
We had houses in both states, and they're very close and near and dear to my heart.
Okay, good.
Also, the reason I figured out why I got these specific things was after I got the tattoos, because I was thinking what I wanted, and then I went, I'll get outlines of New York and Florida. I went home, and I went to my fridge, and as I go to open it up, there are two magnets on my fridge that I've seen every day of my entire life. And there's a magnet of the outline of the state of New York and the outline of the state of Florida put essentially the way they are on my body, on the fridge. And I looked at my mom and I went, I got a tattoo of the stupid magnets I've seen every day, Mom. And she went, you did.
It just played into your brain.
Yeah.
You've seen it every day of your life.
Yeah, I had seen it every day of my life. And then when it came time to put something on me, it's like, I want to get this, and I didn't know why, and now I know, and my mom gave me those magnets.
If that were the case for me, I don't have any tattoos,
yeah.
But if it were to relate to something that I saw in my parents' refrigerator my entire life,
yeah.
It would be a picture of myself sitting in my mom and dad's bed in about the fourth grade, looking up in disgust with a headgear on.
You had headgear as a kid?
For my teeth, yeah. That's what it would be, because that's the picture that I just... The first thing I can think of on my parents' fridge, it's either that or a picture of my dad holding their dog Winston when he was a little bitty puppy.
I think you should get that tattooed on you. But no, I showed my tattoos, and they're like, go Texas. I'm like, I don't have an emotional connection with
this state. You haven't been here long enough.
Even if I was here, I don't have a connection with it.
But one day you will if you're here long enough.
If I'm here for like 30 years, maybe.
All right, so we've got some headlines that we're going to blow through, and then at the end, we have a new OMG What?
OMG What? I like that game.
I do too. I love it. All right, Jim Carrey. You've been reading about Jim Carrey?
I, as you know, like the comic books.
Yeah.
I have read the Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
I have not read the Kick-Ass 2 yet, but I'm going to.
Which is the movie that Jim Carrey is going to be in.
Yes.
I don't know what his role in this is. He's not like
he
a main
plays,
star, is he?
I think it's Colonel Stars and Stripes is the name of the character.
Well, he's going to be in the movie Kick-Ass 2, but he's... He may have violated his contract because there's a lot of violence in those movies.
Yeah.
And it's like some serious...
It's over the top.
It's over the top. It is kick ass.
It's like, funny gore. It's to the point where it's ridiculous. Like you'll see a Quentin Tarantino movie and the head gets cut off and blood squirts up. It's kind of like that.
It is like that.
It's over ridiculous.
So he's in trouble by the film studio because he tweeted that he... doesn't necessarily
agree with the violence
in this movie, and it was filmed sometime last year before all the Newtown shooting went down, and of course he's Mr. Anti-Violence and Mr. Gun Control and whatnot, but he's in trouble because he tweeted that he doesn't agree with the violence in the movie. But now they're saying, why would you film a movie with so much violence?
You knew it was violent going in, and then all of a sudden you change your mind because something happens. It's like if you're going to be an actor or a celebrity that's against guns or whatever, don't be in a movie that has guns.
Mm-hmm. Movie studio is basically just like kicking him in the nuts. Mm. Let's see, where's that on this page? It's rather hypocritical for Jim to take a major paycheck and then withdraw support for an upcoming film that he appears in. From a brand perspective, one may wonder why he appears in a movie which he is against, blah, blah. And then, this is great. The studio system minds know that the current PG-13/R-rated crowd have no idea who Jim is or the movies or TV show that he was famous for. There's nothing he could say publicly that could sway the crowds. The entire publicity is built on Chloe Moritz, her Hit Girl character, and the Kick-Ass title. The studio could cut Jim's scenes from the film entirely, and the audience would know the difference. I don't think anyone respects his voice anymore because Hollywood knows his Hollywood stock has dropped tremendously.
Jeez.
Isn't that just a huge kick to his balls?
That's right in the beanbag.
Well, they say that he'll probably just end up getting a slap on the wrist because, you know, movie
he's
companies.
He's still in the movie, and he's probably still good in it. I've seen the trailer. The trailer looks pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Good I'm going to go see it. Sorry, Jim.
It would be a bad idea for them to actually sue him.
I still love Jim Carrey. I think he's great.
I am a huge Jim Carrey fan.
Love him.
I've been watching his movies since... Well, I first remember him as Fire Marshal Bill.
Let me tell you something!
Yeah, he was great, Fire Marshal Bill.
Pet Detective.
One of my favorite movies. I love it when he's at the door and he's the landlord walks up behind him. And he's like, yes, Satan.
Satan?
It's one of my favorite lines of any movie.
Yeah, I love when he comes out of the shark tank or the tank. And he, do not go in there! Woo! And then he hits the pocket and
the water
goes
flying all over the place. He was great in those movies.
Oh, man. And Liar Liar.
One of my faves.
The pen is royal blue.
All right, the next one here. Paula Deen's sons are saying that Paula Deen is no racist.
Now, I have a feeling that much like in this office, we get a little blue.
Yeah.
Paula gets a little blue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the genesis of the comments are, but I still don't think you should ever use the N-word. I don't, and I've never heard it in here.
No, it's not a word that flies around in here
at
all.
No, it's not a word that should fly around at all.
Okay, here's where it started. There was a lady who worked at one of her restaurants in Savannah who was claiming sexual abuse and then just, you know, like misconduct on behalf of her and her sons. And so when she was under testimony talking about this, she was asked whether she had used the N-word, and she answered that she had probably used the racial slur when she was talking to her husband about, quote unquote, when a black man burst into the bank that I was working at and put a gun to my head. She was asked whether she had used the word since. She responded, I'm sure I have, but it's been a very long time. Mm. So, you know, her people are, or not her people, but like her sponsors are dropping her left and right. She got fired from the Food Network. Mm-hmm. One of her other groups dropped her as a result.
A funny Tumblr post or Tumblr site right now is whitepeoplemadatfoodnetwork.tumblr.com. And it's just these white people veiled racism of them being like, well, why don't you support your own kind?
I know.
And you're like, that's racist.
Yeah, it's just like, just distance from that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't shock me that she said that because when you are, and unfortunately...
Old and Southern,
I'm sure that word has been used.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it was never used in my house growing up, but my grandfather used it all the time.
Mm.
Not to be racist or derogatory, but that's how they talked back. That's how they talked back in the 20s when he was young, you know? Mm. So it was really, really weird when he would say stuff like that because it'd be like,
Whenever you hear it, it just kind of stops everything.
It
You're
does.
Like,
Yeah, well, you know, the world needs to move on from that word and figure out another racist slur to use because I'm tired of it. This will get you happy. Have you heard of the Chicago Blackhawks?
The hockey team franchise?
Have you ever heard of them?
Did they do the most incredible thing I might have ever seen last night?
I think so. I'm not a huge hockey follower. I used to follow it a long time ago when the Dallas Stars were really, really good.
And then once they started sucking, you gave up.
Yeah. Well, last night, the Chicago Blackhawks won their second championship in 4 years.
In dramatic fashion.
Very dramatic fashion. Over, it was... Since I think it's like the first time that two of the original six teams had met since like 1979 or something. Anyway, game six, the Chicago Blackhawks are losing to the Boston Bruins 2-1.
2-1.
And with a minute 30 left or something.
They score to tie it up. 17 seconds later.
They go ahead.
And score again.
And win.
And win it. Like, it was to the point where... It's in Boston.
Yeah.
The game was in Boston. They were pretty much ready to get the Game 7. They packed away the Stanley Cup, which is the best trophy in sports, hands down.
Easily.
Easily best trophy in sports.
When it's that big, it's got to be the best.
It's that big. It's got people's names on it. They retire the chains. It's awesome.
When the Dallas Stars won the Stanley Cup back in 99, it was being paraded around town.
Yeah.
And one of the places that it stopped was the clubhouse, which is the... the all-nude strip club owned by Vinnie Paul.
Nice.
From Pantera.
Nice.
And they had it out there on the stage, and like all the girls were dancing around on it and stuff. Yeah, so I'm sure that like the hockey legends would really appreciate that.
Well, that thing gets treated so poorly when the players get it.
Oh, it's been dropped. Yeah. It's been kicked.
It's been at the bottom
stretched.
Of Mario Lemieux's pool. Like, there's just stories, because there's the guy whose job is to carry it around all year.
Yeah.
And all he does is carry around the Stanley Cup, brings it to people, and watches it. And he's got gloves and stuff. And he'll be like, oh, yeah, this one time, this happened.
Could you imagine? Like, his stories have to be outrageous.
Oh, and they're hockey players. They're the craziest players of any sport. They skate on ice and hit each other.
That's so great. All right, well, congrats to the Chicago Blackhawks for your big win in a shortened season.
Suck it, New England. Suck it, New England area sports franchises. I hate you all individually and together as one.
All Boston teams were really good for a long time, and I think that they finally hit, like,
I think
they're over
fizzled
the hill.
Out. Yeah. And who's Tom Brady going to throw to this year?
They got rid of Wes Welker last year. He doesn't have Aaron Hernandez, obviously, this year, because that dude's
that guy has murdered somebody.
God, what an idiot. All right, it's time for our final segment called OMG What?
This is where Greg's going to tell me a story, and I have to figure out something about it. Whether it be who the story is about or what it is.
This is about a former child star was famous for one TV show that I know of. She may have been in some other stuff.
It's a she.
It's a girl.
Okay.
She's filed for legal separation from her husband after just a year of marriage.
Okay.
People magazine is reporting court documents filed in Los Angeles show that the actress cited irreconcilable differences and is seeking custody of their 2-year-old daughter.
Okay.
She's also asking for ownership. This is such a red flag that your career has gone nowhere since this 80s TV show. Mm-hmm. She's also asking for ownership of their 2000 Toyota Avalon.
Oh.
As well as her husband to split a $200 Kohl's credit card balance.
Ooh.
She's 31. She got married in March 2012. They kept their marriage secret until their 1-year anniversary. They got engaged January 2011, and this is her third marriage.
Wow. This is a lot of red flags in this story.
Yeah.
I don't know who this is about.
Based around an awkward family nucleus.
When you really break it down, that is every sitcom. Theme song?
That'll give it away.
Okay.
Everything that I'm thinking of is going to give it away.
Mm.
The dad was always there. There was no mother. There was an older sister. She played the middle sister. There was a younger sister.
There was no mother?
Little baby. The youngest were babies. And they are the youngest of these sisters in this TV show in real life is uber, uber famous and extremely wealthy and may or may not have been both on the TV show.
80s show? Do you mean 90s show?
No, this had to have been 80s.
Is it Full House?
It is Full House.
It was in the 80s. It was the 90s.
No, this was totally the 80s.
I don't know when that show was on. So the middle. Oh God, what was
it? Late?
Name?
Maybe it was late 80s, early 90s.
I think it was early 90s, late 80s.
Okay,
that's what threw me off because I'm thinking like early 80s shows.
Okay. No, not that. Yeah,
yeah. It was couldn't say John Stamos because I would have known.
If I break it down,
say Stamos or Coulier.
Yeah.
You couldn't sing the theme song.
Yeah.
You couldn't. I mean,
I couldn't say.
Bob Saget.
I couldn't say Bob Saget. And I, like, even if I broke it down with, there's a dad, there's an uncle, there's a girlfriend, there's is it three sisters?
There's two uncles.
If you
said dad and two uncles, I would have gotten
it. Yeah. So anyway, Jodie Sweetin is who we're talking about.
Okay. I would have never guessed her name. I haven't seen that show in forever.
She's 31. And the big OMG what is the fact that she's fighting for ownership of a 2000 Toyota Corolla or 2000 Toyota Avalon and to split a $200 Kohl's credit card balance.
That sucks.
That's when you fall off.
Man.
That's when you fall off. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back later. Check us out, Facebook.com/ The Greg and Greg Show. What are you waiting for?
That thing that you do?
Oh, yeah, boo out.
This has been The Greg and Greg Show. Listen to the next one whenever we decide to post it.